to the Internet Monthly podcast, a podcast featuring 20 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular search engine of the month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. In this month's issue, we look at a competition to redesign Google's front page, how to download printable PC tutorials for children and get adult cheat sheets for popular software, cook your own pie charts and logos online, check the free security monitor that scans your website every day for hacker interference, find out what others know about you from sites you visited, watch the best from the BBC archives and make personal appearances in famous movie clips. Redesign Google. Google's sparse homepage has hardly changed since the search engine launched over a decade ago, which has prompted Search and Save startup company WebMind in Cambridge to sponsor a competition to redesign it. First prize is a MacBook Air, and the competition closes at the end of this month. A panel of judges will pick the best designs and submit them to Google, and they will be available from WebMind for anyone to use as add-on skins for the search engine in the meantime. WebMind offers a browser extension that lets users create their own custom search, placing results from other sites at the side of the screen in Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and making visited sites available for offline browsing. Find out more at redesigngoogle.com. Free PC lessons. PC Pro is offering parents and teachers a free download of the magazines Give Your Kids the IT Edge, lessons for 5 to 15 year olds. It features step-by-step tutorials for each of the school key stages, introducing school children of all ages to fun computing challenges, including how to create a blog using the free EduBlog software, which is used by schools across the country. The guide is a PDF that parents and teachers are free to print out and distribute at home or in schools. For more details, see pcpro.co.uk/features. Cheat sheets. Software manuals are mines of useful information, but quick answers are often hard to find. Fortunately, there are some ready-to-print PDF cheat sheets for commonly used applications that provide handy guides to software productivity essentials. They cover Microsoft Office, Excel, Word, PowerPoint, and Outlook. Browsers like Firefox and Google's Chrome, as well as shortcutting some of the complexities of Photoshop and even Linux, for which there's a wall poster as well as a cheat sheet for beginners. Check out posters.msug.vn.ua. Charts to go. This excellent and easy to use tool gives you the ability to create bar graphs, Excel graphs, line graphs, area graphs, and pie charts online. You can either create a custom graph or choose one of the sample graphs and edit it according to your needs. To save for use in a document or to include on a web page, simply right-click on the final image to save and store it on your PC. There are plenty of competing online tools online, such as chartpart.com, charts.hohli.com, and onlinechartool.com. But ChartGo produces some of the most attractive results and is so simple to use that it's hard to beat. For more details, see chartgo.com. Logo Maker. Online Logo Maker does what it says on the tin and comes in handy for anyone who needs a new logo but is reluctant to pay professional fees. A web-based tool that allows you to create a logo without registration. Online Logo Maker is completely free, regardless of the logo type. It can be a business logo or just a simple logo for your personal website or blog. The online tool is very easy to use. You can include and adapt your own images, add text and symbols, and then customize position, size, colors, fonts, and shadows until you're happy with the result. When the logo is ready, you simply download and save. Check out onlinelogomaker.com/design. Park and ride. Cycling to work instead of driving is greener, cheaper, and will help to keep you fit. You knew that already, but did you know that you can save money by hiring or buying a brand new bike through the government's Cycle to Work initiative? You might even find a free second-hand bicycle available locally on FreeCycle or SnaffleUp, which are recycling, not bicycling, sites. Read more at cycleScheme.co.uk. Greener gear change. Most of the recent efforts to produce more environmentally friendly cars have focused on alternative fuels. British engineering company Torotrak has turned its expertise to another vehicle component with the development of a new transmission that it claims will not only slash CO2 emissions, but also boost performance and improve fuel efficiency by up to 20%. Instead of the conventional toothed gears found in traditional transmissions, the company's continuously variable transmissions, CVTs, and infinitely variable transmissions, IVTs, use innovative steel discs and rollers. In place of a conventional gearbox, the new transmission offers seamless acceleration from standstill to cruising speed and back again, eliminating the fuel waste and polluting emission spikes caused by gear changes. Fuel efficiency is also increased, even at high speeds, because the transmission ensures that the engine operates at low speed and optimum efficiency, running at around half the normal fuel burning, RPM. For more details, see www.torotrak.com. Vandal proofing. Graffiti on public buildings and historic monuments in Britain costs millions to remove and often can't be cleaned away using basic caustic solutions without damaging surfaces. Local authorities will welcome news of a coating that could help preserve some of our most valued buildings, recently announced by a research group at the Fraunhofer Institute in Potsdam. Our innovative polymer film seals the pores in the substrate so that graffiti paint doesn't penetrate. But its microporous structure also creates a hydrophobic barrier that allows water vapour to escape from the building while at the same time preventing the infiltration of rainwater, says Professor Andrei Laschewski, who heads the team. In trials, coated samples of ancient stone and brick were repeatedly covered with graffiti that was removed completely each time. Read more at fraunhofer.de/en. Save Our Spotify. Spotify has denounced Save Spotify, a rogue website that claims it allows users to download music from the popular online music player, making it clear that the newcomer is not an official add-on for the Swedish streaming service. Spotify is a unique free music resource that allows users to find and play almost any album or almost any track by almost any artist. It works in much the same way as an online commercial radio station, albeit with fewer interruptions, but allows the listener to choose what they listen to, offering a virtually unlimited range of titles when it comes to finding and deciding what should be played. Check out Spotify.com. Surveil your site. Sekuri is a free website security monitoring service that will scan your site at regular intervals and notify you via email, SMS, or Twitter about any unauthorized changes. It checks for things like DNS and who is hijacking, malware injection, and site defacement. You can also choose to be notified if your domain is added to a blacklist database, spam house, safe browsing, etc., or try Sekuri's Instant WIGS, Web Information Gathering System, tool to see what else it can find out about your website before you sign up for anything. Read more at sekuri.net. Where have you been? What does the internet know about you? That's the question posed by a new website that checks your browser history and determines which of the web's 5,000 most popular sites you have visited recently. Virtually any website that you point your browser to could do the same thing. This one chooses to tell you about it. Check out whattheinternetknowsaboutyou.com. Chip maker chided. The European Commission has published a no-holds-barred report detailing how Intel broke EC treaty antitrust rules, using illegal practices to exclude competitors. The document describes the tactics Intel used to make sure it kept ahead of its "we try harder to cost less" rival chipmaker, AMD. As Intel was digesting the news, AMD was having a much better time of it, announcing its cheapest ever quad-core chip. The Athlon 2 X4 620 should sell for under £70 in the UK, much less than AMD's previous quad-core processor, the Phenom X4 9950. Intel's cheapest Core 2 quad, the 2.33 GHz Q8200, which is slower, costs around £105. For more details, see hexus.net/content. Darwin Denial 2009. Inspired by the high profile of its Christian American counterpart, Muslim creationism is becoming increasingly visible online. In the year of Charles Darwin's bicentenary, on scores of websites and in dozens of books with titles like The Evolution Deceit, a new and well-funded version of evolution denial seems to have found its voice. Richard Dawkins, author of The God Delusion, recognises the impact of this new phenomenon. There has been a sharp upturn in hostility to teaching evolution in the classroom, he says. The patron saint of its new movement, the ubiquitous expert, cited and referenced by those eager to demonstrate the superiority of Quranic science over the evolution lie, is the larger-than-life figure of Harun Yahya. Operating from Istanbul, Yahya is the founder of the Science Research Foundation, an impressive publishing empire that boasts more than 50 websites dedicated to his writings. Read more at guardian.co.uk/comment is free. Role play. If you wondered at seeing Forrest Gump appear in historical film clips and liked the idea of getting into the movie spotlight yourself, U-Star has a DIY kit that lets you do just that. You can pop up like a suddenly promoted understudy in a variety of extracts from films and TV programs alongside your favourite actors. Play the role however you want and share your performance with the world. With a kit that includes a studio-grade webcam, a portable green screen, a remote control, and PC software, U-Star lets you act out roles from well-known film scenes while recording your performance and digitally adding it to the original. You can insert yourself into scenes alongside the likes of Marilyn Monroe and the Blues Brothers and save your production as a YouTube-ready clip. The U-Star package comes with 12 film extracts and a few bonus scenes, with additional clips available for download from the website. Check out ustar.com. The Way We Were. Take a trip through Britain's past with a growing collection of BBC archives now available online with iPlayer and discover radio and TV programmes spanning 70 years. For more details, see bbc.co.uk/archive. VLC update. Videolan has a new version, 1.0.1, of its free VLC media player, which we've been plugging in the newsletter since 2004. There are a number of open source media players out there, and VLC media player is definitely one of the better options. With this update, users can advance files frame by frame, and as ever, the application will play most DVDs and a wide variety of formats. There are no additional codecs to install, even for DivX and XVID. It can also be used to record. The new release is compatible with computers running Windows 2000 or later and Mac 10.5 or later. Check out videolan.org. Google Captures Recapture. There was an unexpected twist in Google's book digitizing plans last month when the search giant acquired Recapture, the security and text scanning firm that is also an open source provider of Captures, the anti-spam additions that protect online forms by requiring users to type letters shown in small graphic images. Computers can't read the letters, which look like bad photocopies of snippets from fax messages. But people can. In fact, the words in the captures are taken from old newspapers and books. The recapture system scans publications and converts content into plain text using optical character recognition, OCR, the same technology Google employs for its much-debated Google Books project. By typing them in as a capture, crowds teach computers to read the scanned text, says Recapture founder Louis von Ahn. Google will be applying the technology within Google, not only to increase fraud and spam protection for Google products, but also to improve our books and newspaper scanning process. Read more at recapture.net. Mind reading tool. Open Amplify, the semantic web platform, has introduced topic intentions, a feature that can be used by advertisers to identify the intentions of people on the social web. Advertisers and ad networks can now enhance marketing campaigns or check user-generated content by analysing data to discover real wants and needs and predict actions that potential consumers are considering. The Topic Intentions application analyses web content, online conversations and forum discussions, and uses linguistics programming to find out what is important to particular users. It can help advertisers identify the meaning and tone of web content before they post adverts around it. Michael Pettit, co-founder of Open Amplifier, says, "This will make a big splash in digital media and make for more intelligent targeting to make advertising more relevant. Brand safety is ensured." You won't see those horrible examples of an airline advert appearing next to a story about an air crash. Another use could be to moderate forum comments automatically, since the software can be set to check for worrying language by both looking for keywords and by analysing context. Search engines could also benefit from the tool, according to Pettit, and social media is another area that he expects to see showing interest. Social media content is a massive collection of people's views and opinions, says Pettit. The problem is how you mine that stuff. Check out openamplify.com. Now and future search. Is real-time search a lasting trend that Google and Bing will have to acknowledge with major changes to the kind of results they deliver? Twitter and Facebook must think so. They're battling each other to establish a lead before the big search engines can make a move. For more details, see mashable.com/2009. Stuck in second. Google is the search engine of choice in most countries, with one glaring exception. Google China pulls in $250 million per year and says it hasn't finished growing. But it's still a long way behind Baidu, the country's most popular search engine with a $460 million revenue stream and a fan club that treats its founder like a pop idol. Read more at forbes.com/forbes. Search Engine of the Month. Innovation in search these days is not limited to Google's latest results page embellishments or the ongoing developments for Bing at Microsoft. Zactar.com is a new search engine that offers not just a credible return of keyword-rich results, but also allows users to cull or edit what they see, save results for later, and share them with others. Zactar's creator, Sundar Kadayam, calls it a personal search engine and the closest thing to the next big thing in search. Kadayam isn't a new face on the scene. He's the former founder and CTO of IntelliSeek and was a leading light at Nielsen Buzzmetrics. As an added interest, Zactar's search results are US-centric, providing British users with an opportunity to see how well some UK-based websites are ranking beyond this country, without any of the anglophilic weighting that is imposed by all the major search engines when they are used here. Check out Zactar.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.